Okay, Yagel. Okay, 1 second. Yagel, I just have to say, someone has to translate. Who's going to...
English to Hebrew.
So we have to have... Harav, would I tetargem b'shvilo? Baret, lo, אני רוצה שהוא יבין, כי אני מדבר. I want to talk about, first of all, הרב, זה בסדר שאתה תתרגם? מה? לא,
בסדר.
Okay, I told Yagel's coach yesterday, I think he heard it, that I told him that I want him to come to yeshiva. אמרתי לו, אני רוצה ש... איך קוראים לו? נועם? איך קוראים לה? רואי. רואי. אמרתי לרואי. רואי אומרים, לא רואי, right? רואי is the yeshiva שווי his name, right? רואי. רואי. So I told Roi that I want him to, you know, he fought last night. I told Roi that I want him to come, שאני רוצה שהוא יבוא לישיבה. Why did I tell Roi that I want him to come to yeshiva? And I told, ואמרתי לו, אתה זוכר, אתה לא זוכר, היית ב... אז אמרתי לו, באמת, אמרתי, העיקר הניצחון, the עיקר fight that we fight is the fight with the Yetzer Hara. And he's a trainer. Roi is Yagel's trainer. כן, אליעזר, אתה מתרגם לו? He's his trainer. And I told him straight out that I want him. Why? Because Yagel, anyone who was there last night, saw how the fight, I feel bad because he doesn't understand it. אני מרגיש רע שאני לא זורם להגיד לך את זה, יגל, זה בשבילך. But anybody who was there, oh, Shalom. Shalom, you got to hear this. I'm talking about the fight last night, right? Listen to this. I want to tell you guys something. I want to tell you what chizuk it is. יגל, אני רוצה להסביר לך איזה חיזוק. The chizuk is like this. First of all, Roi, his coach, told me, and this is for everybody, I asked him, what is the most important thing for Yagel? What's the most important thing for him? And he told me, this is what he told me. Yishuv. That he should be relaxed and peaceful. He should have peace within himself. Nachon Zemet? Okay. Now like this. Why am I saying that? They say over from one of the tzaddikim that the yez al tira mipachad pitom. Pachad pisom. What does that mean? Ma pitom. When they say ma pitom, what does that mean? If you look up on the Google Translate, ma pitom, it means what suddenly? We don't say that in English. Ma pitom means it's pisom. It's suddenly. What's the pshat? They say there's a type of snake, yesh min nachash, that it stands under a tree and it wants to eat a bird. And how does it eat the bird? What it does is the bird is flapping around, doing whatever it's doing. And all the nachash has to do, first of all, this shir is l'refuah shleima for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam. At Tzvi, who, as I was with Akiva, we were schmoozing last night. We said that Mir Tashem, we look forward for Tzvi seeing the will come with us next time for the championship in Mir Tashem. Bezrat Hashem, or the next fight, whenever it is. Tzvi loves MMA. Right? So it should be a refuah shleima for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam. Bekarov, refuah shleima, a full recovery, a speedy recovery. So it says that the nachash stands under this bird. And what happens is, how does it get the bird? The bird's on the tree. So what it does is the snake scares the bird and makes a sound. It goes like, it makes this big sound, and the bird that's flapping, it freezes because it's afraid, and then what happens? It doesn't fly, so it drops into the snake's mouth. What's the pshat? The pshat is that people think, Yagel, ze b'schutcha. Well, people think that the way to fight the Yetzer Hara, the way to battle the Yetzer Hara, and Binyama, we could talk about it, or Avi, I know we spoke the other Shabbos about this, but we could talk it out. People think, and we learned it today, Reuven Yonah, we learned it today, that people think that the Yetzer Hara is something that you fight with strength. With strength. You don't fight the Yetzirah with strength. Yaakov Avinu, חשבתי על Yaakov Avinu אתמול בלילה. כולם היו, everybody was יהודים. אבל חשבתי, right? That ויהווה כאיש אימו. ככה, ממש ויהווה כאיש אימו. Yaakov Avinu was not necessarily a, you know, even though it says he flicked off the like a peacock, the bear. Okay, Beseder. People think in order to fight your Yetzirah, you got to be strong. But strength versus chachma, using chachma, as the Mesillas Yesharim says so clearly, you have to be smart. You have to be a chacham. You have to understand. And if you're nervous and you're scared, and what happens is to most of us, is what happens is when we're fighting, whatever we're fighting, is that we're not able to take a step back. We're not able to step back and have the right frame of mind and the right frame of heart, whatever you want to call it, in order to fight the Yetzirah. That's number one. That's lesson number one. Okay, Nevel, ata maskim? Me'achuz. Okay, that's number one. Number two, and it's not in this order. Number two, there was not maybe a moment, haya ulai daka, ulai, maybe a moment, where we weren't singing, We think that we are alone. And we don't always hear our strength and how it makes a difference when I'm fighting a fight, when I'm behind closed doors, and I'm struggling with whatever I'm struggling with. If I would know, if each and every one of us would know, that my struggles are so, so significant. Think of Tzvi right now. Think of Tzvi. He doesn't know, maybe he does somehow, he doesn't know how much care, how much concern, how many people, how much effort, how much everything is going into trying just for him to be okay. Every one of us, each and every one of us, has so much, well, I don't know what the word is, has so many and so much riding on who we can become. I'm not talking about your parents. I'm not talking about your friends. I'm talking about your future of who you are and who you can become. There is so much riding. There's so much power in one. That's why one of my most important statements that I love to share is be the change that you want to see in the world. Why is that? Because what one person can do, the Kiddush Hashem, you have one guy. You have a guy, Yagel Danos, who learns Torah. One guy. One regular guy. Regular guy decides to take something serious in his life. And he ends up, when it was a hard time, when he was in a tough time, I mamish, we were talking about it this morning, we daven, I said, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I said, he sits and learns Torah. He's a Kiddush Hashem. All this is pure Kiddush, changed mind. One person makes a decision in his life to go in a certain path, and it changes things for the entire world. We think, oh, I want to make a change. I want to make a difference. I heard this once from someone that they said that what it used to be when we were growing up. I don't know what it is for you guys now, But it used to be like this. It used to be that everybody, when they were younger, they want to be a fireman. Either a fireman, or a policeman, or a doctor, or a soldier. So that's what it used to be. And the women, it used to be that you want to be a teacher, you want to be a nurse. Statistics, you can look at something like that. A teacher, a nurse, maybe a princess, could be. Now, they say, I heard this about 15 years ago, they took a poll and they asked children, what is it that you want to be? And know what everybody, the main thing, was they want to be famous. Who said that? They want to be famous. They want to be famous. And the irony of that is that anybody famous never probably made the decision that they want to be famous. It's always the people who are not famous who are chasing the fame. All a person's avoda in this world is to try as best as you can. As my line, one of my favorite lines is when people say, be the best you. I say, forget about being the best you. Just be you. We're going to be the best you. It's hard enough to just try and be you. And by being you, you're going to be the best you that you could possibly be, because that is you. That's incredible. You don't have to be the best you. You don't have to be famous. You have to pick a path. I want to say, Mamish, I'm not doing justice. Tell him I'm not doing justice. I'm not doing enough because I'm not expressing myself bivrit. To say the amount of chizuk, yagel, shenatata lanu bebezat Hashem, what? What? No, but for real, the chizuk, I want to tell you something. I said that Yagel came to yeshiva and he said, oh, he has to, kama memutza tamen, how much do you have to every day for the fight? Kama, ask him. How many?
4 hours.
4 hours. 3-4 hours. 4 hours consistent. Right. What's the most? Ask him, what's the most? That's a training. Alba. And for how long? How long did it? No, but the call. How much? A month for one fight. A month, you have to prepare yourself for one fight. And what do we want? We want to say, I finished my fights, I finished my tithes, I finished my anxiety, I'm happy. We hear one cheer. A person hears one cheer for a half hour, for 45 minutes, and he wants to be wherever it is that his brain takes him to be. As opposed to saying, you know what? I need to prepare myself, as we've said many times. When a person is going to medical school to become a doctor, there it could take you 4 years. There it could take you 8 years. And everybody understands, of course, in order to be a doctor, in order to be a lawyer, in order to be a professional, of course it's going to take me 4, 8, 10 years, and I'm willing to invest whatever I have to invest. But to be a good husband, how am I going to learn how to be a good husband? Watch a movie on Netflix and you'll see how a husband... I'm saying, how do you know how to become a good husband? How are you going to know? Am I ready to be a good husband? Am I ready to be a good person? It takes training. It takes time. It takes effort. And the Yetzer Hara's biggest thing is he wants to scare you. He wants to make you think you'll never get there. He wants to make you think that you don't have anyone, you're not affecting anyone. What you do doesn't affect anyone. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you. He makes you think that you're insignificant, that you're not powerful, that you're not strong. And he makes you think and assume that you're going to have to get there like this. You got to get there like this. For 19 years, I'm a negative guy. So I expect myself, 17 years, I'm a negative guy. My mother's negative. My father's negative, my whole family's negative, 80% of my thoughts are negative, just like everybody else, and I expect myself like this to become a positive person because I just heard about being positive. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes patience for all of us. It's not something that just happens. It's something that really, really, really takes time. Okay, let's take question and comments, please. So thank you, Yagel. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Yav Yar. Please, question, comments, guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Menuchas Nefesh, correct. You have to have a clarity. You have to have a clarity of what you're doing. You want to have a focus of what you're doing. You want to have a peace of mind to know that you're going to get there. You will get there. I guarantee to everybody, you will get there. Question, comments, please.
So where does the strength come in?
That what?
Right, it's like the planning and like that. So like where is the strength then?
So what's your question?
Like
that what?
Right,
so I think what Avi's asking is, so where is the strength? I think it begins before you get in the ring. We've spoken about this many times. If a person has a phone and he has open internet and he has whatever he has on his phone, whatever it might be, the fight is not at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's not your fight. The fight is you have a phone. The fight is not when I'm in Yerushalayim. Once in Yerushalayim and you go to wherever you go to, or you go to tell it, well, I don't know where people go. Well, I'm saying that's the problem is never when you're in the Beis Medrash. But the problem doesn't begin in the fight. The problem begins way before the fight. People think, Avi, that you, right? If you're walking down, I don't know what it's like anymore. In my day, we would say Harlem. I don't know what it is now. It's Baltimore, right? You're walking down Harlem. You're in Harlem, right? So why? How'd you get into Harlem? Why are you in Harlem? Number one. Number two. Why are you on that side of the street? First, cross the street. So everyone struggles here. Begin way before they get inside the ring. I don't know how to say it. Get inside the ring in Hebrew.
What is it once you're there?
Well, don't. The Ramchal, Mesil Zisharim says very clearly. Ramchal says, so we'll talk about that in a second. Ramchal says, don't get in the ring.
There's going to be times you find yourself.
I'm in the ring. Oh, you don't find yourself. Good, okay, I got the ringos on me. One second, hold on. No pun intended. Right? Like this. Right? Like this. You don't find yourself anywhere, honey.
When you put yourself
in a situation, you got to question yourself and challenge yourself. What were the steps that I took to get myself? Everybody, let me tell this to you, everybody sitting here, every person who's sitting here made a choice to sit here. Every person who is sitting here made decisions in your life to sit here. I'm not just talking about to come to Yeshiva. Today at 6:12, you made a decision to come here. You took your legs. You had something in your brain. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. Nobody ends up anywhere. Now you're right. A little kid, you could say, listen, it's not his bechira, his father, his mother. I'm born to this family. I end up at this table. I end up with this. But when you get to a certain stage in your life, you need to ask yourself, what are the things that got me to where it got me? Yes, Momo. Momo was not satisfied.
Because once you're, like, for example, the soap, in the case of the soap, if it doesn't happen, she's blessed with tzaddik and
mesuzah. Right.
So that means that there is a time when you put yourself in a situation that you're not in the ring. So what do? You're not supposed to just give up, say, oh, I already messed up before, to take the steps in the ring.
I agree with you. There are two parts here, though. Part of our, what Momo is asking, is he's saying, okay, well, give me advice when I'm in the ring. And I'm telling Momo, don't worry about the advice when you're in the ring. That's what I'm sharing with everybody here. Don't worry about the advice when you're in the ring. Ask yourself, how did I get in the ring? And how could I avoid as much as I can from getting in the ring? Because once you're in the ring, once you're in there, it's a different battle. Our goal is to try not to even get near there, if that makes sense. I think we focus, that's maybe That's maybe the point. I think we focus too much on what do I do when I'm in the ring, as opposed to focusing on how do I stay away from getting into those challenges. Think of anything that you struggle with. Think of something that you struggle with that you wish you didn't struggle with. Think of something that you struggle with that you wish you didn't struggle with and that you wish you could overcome. And then think about, right, this is actually for Moshe Glazer. Moshe Glazer gets the credit for this one. The guys who know Moshe Glazer, we can give him a shout out. Glazer, he said this last year, I don't know if you guys remember, when I said when it turns 0-0-0, it's one of the reasons why I like army time, is 0-0-0-0 is when your day begins. Your day begins at 0-0-0-0. What time is that? 12 o'clock at night. So Moshe Glazer actually strengthened it. Because you talk about, oh, I got to wake up in the morning. I want to wake up in the morning. People complain about them. I have trouble waking up in the morning. And everybody has trouble waking up in the morning. But when does it start? It starts at 0-0-0-0. Your day doesn't start at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 7 o'clock in the morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, at 10. If it's 11 o'clock, you know what that means? 11 o'clock means you're already 11 hours into your day. It's right now 18 hours into Wednesday. That means Wednesday is over in another six hours. In 6 hours, Wednesday is over. I'm not talking about Hebrew calendar, English calendar. I'm just saying when you look at your day and you say, what am I doing the night before? Now, that's what Moshe Glazer added. When a person wants to wake up the next morning, have a good day tomorrow, you got to prepare for it today. You got to prepare for it today. Anything that a person does that he prepares for, think about it in any circumstance. If you prepare for it properly, if you're a step ahead, then the actual fight, like I was saying about Yagel, why would he cut? If I walked into that ring, I'd be nervous, and rightfully so. Why? Why? Because I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared to do that. He did everything he's supposed to do. So you walk in. Why do we have an L before Rosh Hashanah? Because you show up on Rosh Hashanah. You just show up on Rosh Hashanah. You guys are great. You guys are still in last year. Everybody here is already last year still. You're still living off of the power of last year. You didn't even start your new year yet. Wait till Rosh Hashanah comes and look how you started your new year. Okay, question, comments on that, please.
I'll say a line.
Yeah, please.
A Rebbe in Sifta, he would say two things. Smart work beats hard work any day.
Right.
He would say don't go to the club and expect not to dance.
Nice. Nice. I like that. What's the second one? What do you mean?
Don't go to the club.
Right, I mean, what do you expect? Dance. What do you expect? You're there. Correct. You're all right. You're hanging out and everyone's drinking, and then you're going to say, oh, how do I hold myself back from drinking? Well, what do you expect when you're hanging out with guys who drink? Oh, all my friends are, sleeping late. My whole room, everyone knows that. When you have a room that sleeps late, it's much harder to get out of bed. Why? Because you get up, and then it's dark in the room. The AC's great. You look at this guy, he's still sleeping. You're like, all right, I'm good. And then you look at the other guy, he's sleeping. You're like, good. And then you're like, you're good. But when you have a guy, what? It's the best.
It's easier to sleep late.
But when I wake up and the guy next to me, I remember I had a roommate. It was the worst. He was great. His name, I'm trying to think if anybody knows him. It was my roommate actually for 2 years in Yeshiva in Neri Yisrael. His name's Shlomo Goldberg, a big Talmud Chacham. So I remember when he started getting into things, and I was pretty into things myself, but he really got into things. And he'd get up like earlier than us, and he'd come back in the room later than us from learning. And as a teenager, I was like, oh my gosh, like in a certain way, here I'm still talking about it 30 something years later, the impression that this guy made on me, right? He made on me. Anyone from the Five Towns knows the Stein family. He married, it was Suri Stein's husband, Shlomo Goldberg. Rabbi Stein Alev Shalom came over to me and asked me before they dated, because he knew he was my roommate. Very chush of a person. What? What, you know Shlomo? It's probably not the Shlomo Goldberg. What do you mean? Could be it's a different Shlomo. Yeah, but he's my. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Sure. So why? What?
I'm curious to know.
Okay. So we'll.
He's a serious guy. His nation is already
started. So it's, I don't know. So by me, it was already when he was in. We were in high school together. So maybe it was afterwards. But my point is that when you hang around with certain types of people, then that makes the difference. So you want to know why you're struggling with certain things. You want to know what your struggle. Your struggle could be, your struggle starts when you leave the Beis Medrash. The struggle doesn't start before then. And that makes it much easier. Yes, Mayor, you had a question? What?
I'm alive, and so I leave the Beis Medrash.
Right. Okay.
So now
you did. Does everyone believe him? He said he leaves the Beis Medrash.
I don't believe you.
I don't know. I go to lunch.
Yeah, he has to go. He has to eat. He's not even eating. Yeah, of course. But that's the point. The point is, where am I? The point is, again, the point is really asking yourself, what are my battles? First, identify what your battle is. And then say, what is the smartest way for me to battle this battle? It's not as hard as we think it is. It's not as complicated. People say sometimes, right? Oh, every time I call my mother, dot, dot, dot. Every time I call my father, dot, dot, dot. Every time I, this, blah, blah, blah. So again, I'm not going, everyone, call your mother, your father. This is not against for your father, your mother. That's not the point of this discussion. The point is, So why are you expecting, right? It's the old thing with cats meow and dogs bark. If you would expect the cat to bark and the dog to meow, every time the cat would meow, you'd be like, whoa, what's going on over here? Cats meow. Expect, those are expectations that happen. Your mother is going to do the same thing when you call her on the phone that she's always done. Your father is going to do the same thing. Your roommate's going to do the same thing. Your brother, yourself. We all do the same things. That's what we do. Don't expect, when you expect everything to be different and it's the same, that's when the problems begin. What's the line? One of the definitions of insanity is to do the same things over and expecting different results. Why are you surprised that you keep on going to your phone? You keep on going to this escape. You keep on going to that because you didn't do anything different. Why would it be different? Right? A guy goes to Israel and the first week he has all these dreams. He comes to yeshiva the first 2 weeks, the first month, whatever it might be. He has all these dreams and then he comes and he settles in and everything is exactly the way it was wherever he was. Why? Because there's one thing that you did that is the same. That is, you're the same. Unless you're going to change things within yourself, you're going to get the same exact results. Question, comments, please. Yes.
You said, like, not to get yourself in the position, like, not to get into the rank. But if you, like, have these negative thoughts and you're in the negative thoughts, how are you supposed to get out then? Meaning if you said you're not supposed to go into them.
What do you mean? You're asking, let's say someone has negative thoughts?
Yeah.
So negative thoughts is something that we all struggle with. We all have negative thoughts. So you have to learn, do I say the same when I look in the mirror in the morning, when I wake up in the morning? Do I have the same ritual? Do I say the same thing to myself? Do I wake up the same way? You want to stop, as I've said, the wheel is spinning and the hamster is dead. What does that mean? The wheel is going to spin. Your day, Groundhog Day. Right? You guys ever saw that? Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day. It's the same day over and over again. You want to ask yourself, what am I doing today differently than I did yesterday? What could I do tomorrow differently than I did today, than I'm doing today? And if you don't do something different, if I don't think differently, if I don't do affirmations, if I don't change my friends, if I don't learn how to open up, if I don't learn to do this, why would anything change? I spoke to two people who came to see the yeshiva today. One is someone who I was close with many years ago in Shar Yashiv, was in my shir many, many years ago. Very great guy, successful guy financially. He came with another guy who I met over Pesach, and they're a little bit older. And I was telling them, I said, one of the things that I tell the chevra that we speak about is that you guys, these guys are 40 and 35. So you know what it is to have a bad marriage. You know what it is to still be drinking. You know what it is to still be living a certain life. And I said, one of the biggest blessings that the chevra here has is that you're young. You're so young. You're young that you can make a change in your life now that will change your life, your future, your children's future forever. When a person's already 30, 35, 40, of course we could always change. A person could always change. When you have a wife and children already, it's much, much harder to make that change. That's why you see guys changing, you know, after a year, 2 years, 3 years. And the older you get, the harder it gets to make that change. Because you're more stuck. What?
How are you supposed to change if you don't know?
What do you mean?
What it's like to be married.
What do you mean?
Meaning how are you supposed to like, they know what it looks
right, that's what I'm saying. Like correct. So I know. And they know. Correct. Well, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. If a person is drinking, a person's smoking, a person's involved in pornography, a person's has a low self-esteem, a person suffers from anxiety, all of those things are things that a person can say, okay, what can I do to better myself in those areas? It's much harder to do that when you have a wife and kids. What are you going to do? Not that you won't have those problems. There are enough problems to go around. There's not going to be a lack of problems. Just the earlier you take control of your life, the earlier you take ownership on which way you're going, the better your future is going to be. There's no question about it. Yes, somebody else, please, question, comments. Someone's got to have something. No questions, Gamosh. No questions.
I was more thinking about how you find that balance between not burning out. If you're saying you're constantly progressing, there's an automatic burnout that's going to happen.
So you put that in there. I like that question. You put that in there also. You put that in there also. You say, I know I need a break.
That's part of your growth.
I know that's part of my growth. Part of my growth is telling someone, I'm going to make sure that once a week. Yeah, good. Woo! Thank you. By the way, guys, Yehuda Klein, by the way. Woo! That's true. That's part of your growth. Part of your growth is learning what you need. I've said this many times. Many of you here might have never heard this. You could have two people. You could have one guy watching 3 hours of movies, another guy watching 1 hour. And I'll take the guy who's watching 3 hours. Why? What does that mean, I'll take him? Why? Because he decided that that's what I need. I want to sit down and I want to watch a movie or two movies over the next 3 hours. That's a decision I'm making. Then you have a guy who watches for an hour because has nothing better to do. And he's bored. Or he's distracting himself. Whatever it might be. So it's not how much time you do that. You can have a guy who sleeps late, who says, this day, I'm going to wake up at 11, 12 o'clock. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to go chill. I'm putting that in my schedule to make sure that I have... Yeah, Shui, what are you smiling about? You love that. I love you, Shui. Shui's awesome. Why do you love that? You know why you love that? Because Shui's the one, and then I'll let you say, but I'll tell you why I think you love it. Because Shui's the one of the line who said it's not about changing, it's about growing. It's not about changing, it's about growing. And when you put in that schedule of yours to go to the beach, then that could be, why do you think when I tell people about the basketball court that I spent a lot of money building the basketball court? Why? Why? And I say right across the baseball area, I say, would anybody challenge me if I spent that much money building a baseball area? No. So I say, that basketball court is as important as the base measures. Why? Because if a person learns and knows how to take care of himself and how to play basketball, how to train for MMA, how to work out, how to eat, how to sleep, That's the problem. The problem is we don't know how to enjoy the Gashmias. We'd rather just, the Beis Medrash, I can't leave the Beis Medrash. I'm either in the Beis Medrash all day or I'm out of the Beis Medrash. What? Why? What did I say? Yeah, because you're right. No, I didn't mean that to leave the Beis Medrash. I didn't mean that I was leaving the Beis Medrash. But your question is a good question. So we should leave the Beis Medrash? The answer is, Rabbi Yashiv said, and then I'll get to Yeshui to say, Rabbi Yashiv told Rabbi Erblich's father, I think you could ask him, he says, if you don't know how to close the Gemara, then don't open the Gemara. If you don't know how to close, that's Rabbi Yashiv. If you don't know how to enjoy properly and live a life, that's the problem. People are either, they're crazy on this end, or I got to learn Torah and I got to be crazy on that end. To learn to have the balance, to feel good about yourself, to be able to enjoy life, to be able to learn to choose how much that I'm going to the beach. I'm going to go and I'm going to be shomer ma'inayim. Imagine going to the beach and saying, I'm going to go, I promise anybody here, I don't know what promise means. I'm telling you, and you know I'm right. You go to the beach and you're shomer ma'inayim, and you go with boys. You get a beer or two, whatever it is. I'm not talking about getting drunk. You go, you get some music, you get a good speaker, you chill and you enjoy with the chevra is much more enjoyable than just going to the beach to go to the beach, if you know what I mean. Much more enjoyable. Much more enjoyable. Why? Why?
To go say I'm going to be.
You're good. That's a good question. It depends who you go with. Depends who you go with. You know. If you go with a chevron and you say, we're going to relax. I want to go on a trip to relax, to enjoy, and to really what do they say? Recreation is recreation. Go. You're going to really get in touch with yourself to enjoy. I think I told you, I think we spoke about it even, I don't know, I think, I'm sure you're okay if I say it. I've told guys before, go to the, I did. What did I tell you? First month of last year.
Go to the beach.
I told Shuri to go to the beach. Go to the beach. Was it good?
It was awesome.
Good advice? That's what you needed. That's what you need. You got to know what you need. That's part of the problem. We're not tuned into what we need. Shuri, what were you going to say when I said why that got you excited? Huh? Okay, amazing. Question, comments, guys. One last thing, and we'll wrap up. Yes, Momo.
Not sure that kind of phrase, but like a lot of the time when you are having a period of like significant growth, like especially the beginning of the year, the Yitzhar sometimes like starts to panic, like I'm losing grip. So how do you say one step ahead when he's going to like come back with a new
$1 million question? Beautiful, Momo. Beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
beautiful. I think the answer is
when you make a schedule, what happens? We'll end off with this. Usually a guy makes a schedule to change. He wants to grow. He's all excited. Getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and and his whole day is packed, and that lasts for about maybe a day or 2 days, if he's lucky. When you make a schedule,
then you get the balance.
Put in the schedule a day that you're going with Shui to the beach, a day that you're going away. Schedule, be flexible with yourself. Give yourself, what? You have to the ability to give yourself, yes, correct. Use your procrastination in a good way at that point. Schedule yourself. Watch any parents who are listening, they're like, oh my gosh, what's this Rabbi Fisher guy talking about over here? I sent my son to Israel, he's telling him to go to the beach. Right? But the truth is, in all truth, if you take care of yourself, I'll end off with this. If you learn, the Yetzer Hara wants you to continue to abuse yourself. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants. As long as you could abuse yourself, the Yetzer Hara is very, very happy. And I guarantee anyone, if you set, this is what I would tell you. If you sit with a person who, I know I'm very busy. I would I would encourage anyone to show me your schedule. I guarantee you, I will make it easier for you. Most people want to go to someone who's going to make the schedule harder for you. I don't believe in that. I'll tell you why. Because I believe that I trust that if you're doing healthy things. I told, ask Avram. Avram might be a sorry Avram, but I'm going to say it. Avram's asking me, what is he doing here? Go to yeshiva. What's he doing? He's at home. Why are you here? Go to yeshiva. What did I tell you, Avram? Ask Avram. Avram's asked me, Eitzah, what should I be telling Avram? Avram, go to, exactly. What should I be telling Avram? I should be saying, Avram, go to yeshiva. Go to yeshiva. What are you doing here at home? Why did I tell you to come home? I didn't tell you to come home. When you asked me, what did I tell you? I told him that's what he needs right now. Why? As his father, I should say, no, Avram, knew you came. It's Elzman. But I know that Avram's been out of Israel, out of home for 2 years. I know that he's transitioning from being in holy Durham, Waterbury, with all the chevra. I know that it's a big, big transition for him. I know he loves being home, Baruch Hashem. And I'm like, Avram, I know Avram loves Torah. I know Avram loves Hashem. And he needs space now to be at home and to chill. It's okay. It's okay. Is that true? What? And he's at, what? And he's by the shear and he learns. I'm not worried. That's my point. The point is when you trust yourself. The point is you got to trust yourself. I'm going to tell you this. Trust yourself that you will get there. I promise you, you will get there. What happens, as Moshe, as you were saying, we abuse ourselves because we're afraid we're not going to get there. Yagel, amarti lo, lo yachalti lagid bivri tov. I lo yade efo hayita lefnei, before the fight. But I was telling him, ma shehaya balev sheli is, ze shelcha, ze kvar shelcha. It's already his, it belongs to you. When you realize you're going, I have no doubt in my mind that I'll start with Shui. I have no doubt in my mind. I'm saying it here on recording, on live, public. I have no doubt in my mind. Shui is not going to end up being a working. You might be upset that I'm saying this. Working on the beach for the rest of his life. Shui is good. There's nothing wrong if you'll get a great job at the beach. But you know what I'm saying. I'm not scared that if a guy goes to the beach and he's relaxing, that he's not going to be a successful guy. Shui Liefer is going to be a successful husband, father, financially, spiritually. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. So because I have no doubt, I can tell him to go to the beach. Because I'm not scared. The Yetzer wants to say, uh-oh, let's go. You got to do it, Oh, that's why we need each other. That's why we need the chachma to understand what's best for us. Okay, guys, we'll wrap up for today. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, anyone who's listening to the recording. We had a little bit of a break, so enjoy.